Today, we're going to explore a captivating piece of art created by Australian artist Barupu Yunupiengu. The artwork we'll be discussing is titled Baru and Gumbarwar, a screen print that carries with it not just visual allure but deep cultural significance. As we delve into this piece, I encourage you to think about the stories and ideas it conveys. Now, let's consider the vibrant meanings embedded in the art itself. Yunupiengu describes the patterns and lines in this artwork as representing the saltwater of Birrabirrani, his homeland. You might be wondering, why is this location so significant? In Aboriginal culture, land isn't just a backdrop, it forms an integral part of identity and spiritual beliefs. The artwork features Gaia, which are fish described as Gumbarwar, and Baru, who represent the crocodile. Together, these elements serve as custodians of the land, providing a link between the natural world and cultural heritage. You know, many people might first think of dot painting when it comes to Aboriginal art, but Yunupiengu's work diverges from that style in fascinating ways. This divergence opens up a dialogue about the various forms of expression within Aboriginal art. Each style can tell a different story, reflecting the particular cultural nuances and histories of specific regions. Take a moment to consider, how do our own cultural backgrounds influence the way we express ourselves creatively? To truly appreciate this artwork, one must have a foundation of knowledge regarding Australian Aboriginal art. Each piece is often deeply tied to the stories and knowledge passed down through generations, serving as a means of communicating significant cultural and spiritual beliefs. The stories encapsulated in the artworks are not just personal but are linked to family lineages, emphasizing how certain groups act as custodians of particular cultural narratives. Have you ever thought about how your own family stories shape your identity? In many cases, Aboriginal artworks are created communally. This collaborative approach reinforces social bonds and cultural values. When individuals work together, they not only share in the act of creation but also solidify their connections to each other and to their shared stories. This sense of community might resonate with you. Can you recall moments in your life when you've worked as a team to produce something meaningful? Now, let's shift our focus to the painting itself. Baru and Gumbarwar entices the viewer with its dynamic shapes and bold colors. The vivid blue background vividly contrasts with the flowing lines of gold and browns, creating an engaging visual rhythm that likely captures your attention. As you observe, you might feel a sense of movement, like the waves of water. The flowing lines entice your eyes, leading them across the canvas. Does that provoke a sense of fluidity or perhaps evoke memories of being near water? You may notice how the overall composition comes together to tell a narrative, despite being abstract. The shadows of the crocodile and the fish emerge from the flowing patterns, blending with the waves, almost as if they are coming to life. What do these figures make you think about? You might find yourself questioning their interactions and the significance of their roles in this shared space. As you stand before this artwork, you might experience a variety of emotions, wonder, curiosity, or even tranquility, inviting deeper reflections about your own connections to the stories behind the images. It prompts you to think, how does nature shape culture, and conversely, how does culture shape our understanding of nature? In this way, Yunupiengu's work invites us to look beyond the surface and engage in meaningful dialogue. Ultimately, Baru and Gumbarwar represents more than just a visual experience. It serves as a gateway to understanding significant artistic themes within Aboriginal culture itself. This painting encapsulates the importance of storytelling, tradition, and community while prompting ongoing reflection on our interconnectedness with the land and each other. Let's think about how art can challenge us, evoke thoughts, and create dialogues, urging us to ponder our own experiences and relationships within the broader tapestry of humanity. What does this piece make you want to explore further?